session number 10804, rule 3.
So Fitzgerald, rule 3.
And one American was, destroyer was lost, but we suffered very little during the landings as far as the Royal Navy was concerned.
Could you see the damage that was being done by your shellfire on the shore?
No, it was too far inland, mostly. You could see the shells bursting, but if you didn't have binoculars, then it was just a bit far away.
Had you expected it to be relatively easy, or had you expected there to be more opposition?
We expected more opposition. We were looking for a lot of shellfire from the shore batteries. But apart from six-inch howitzers, German howitzers, once or twice, we were okay.
So before D-Day happened, the eve of D-Day, had you all been worked up and anxious about it?
Yes, I think we were. We were a bit apprehensive of what was going to happen, going under the shore batteries on the French coast.
And did you say you had Americans aboard, the Black Prince?
I think we had Americans aboard in communication with Americans. They were what you might call spotter people.
Any other recollections of D-Day?
We fired every 5-2-5 shell we had in the ship, I remember that quite well, and then we came back to Plymouth to re-ammunition. The crew had been up several nights and days then and were pretty pooped, so they had ammunition crews stood by in Plymouth who re-ammunitioned the ship while the lads had a bit of a rest. And then we left Plymouth, and as soon as we were clear of Plymouth Harbour, we were told that we weren't going back to Cherbourg, but we're going to South Shields to de-ammunition and refit, and then we were on our way to the Mediterranean. After 14 days leave, we set sail for the Mediterranean, joined the 1st Cruiser Squadron, and was involved in the Mediterranean side of the French ports, bombarding them, I believe it was Marseille. And I think small landings took place there, and then we went to Alexandria. Went into Alexandria Harbour, refuelled and set sail for the Aegean, where we were told by Captain Lee, in a jocular kind of way, that we were going felucca hunting. Felucca is a Greek merchant ship who was supplying the Greek islands with food for the German troops. All these small islands around Greece were occupied by Germans.
Did you actually do that felucca hunting?
Yes. Sunk one or two feluccas and took the crew off, sunk them. One particular action, we went to an island which had been reconnaissanced by our aircraft, and they were trying to evacuate this island of German troops. We used to go back during the dark hours and circle this island, knowing that the Germans were going to come out one night. There was ourselves, the Black Prince, and one destroyer. And one night, a merchantman did come out, accompanied by a large landing craft, which we attacked and destroyed. No survivors, no German troops were picked up, nothing. There was a lot of bad feeling between Royal Navy personnel and the Germans, especially in the Mediterranean after the Crete invasion, and a lot of RN personnel were machine gunned. So there was a bit of bad feeling towards all Germans around the Mediterranean at that time. We attacked several targets in the Greek islands, shelling different ports, sinking one or two merchantmen tied up at the jetty, shelling different islands, Milos, Syros, and then we went through the Red Sea to Trincomalee in Ceylon.
Did you see any action against the Japanese?
Yes. We attacked in a company with aircraft carriers, fleet carriers of the formidable Victorious, and two or three more. We attacked Java, Sumatra. We entered the Malacca Straits. And then we came back to Trincomalee after several campaigns. Aircraft from the carriers, by the way, had attacked Palambang, Japanese oil installations. And we came back to Trincomalee, and where Lord Louis Mountbatten, a terrific man, came aboard all the ships, and we were told that they were forming a British Pacific fleet to be based in Sydney. And we set sail from Trincomalee for Fremantle, Perth. Under the command of Vianna the Cossack, who gave us several exercises of doing the Tasmanian Sea, as if we hadn't had enough. And then we went at Sydney Harbour, which was a great sight. I think everyone in Sydney had turned out that day. And we had a great time ashore. Ammunition provisioned and oiled, and we set off for the islands. Accompanied by, I think for the first time in naval history, that the a train of merchant ships. So we had no need to go back to Sydney. It was ammunition, oil at sea, provision at sea, even a beer ship. So everything was supplied.
Merchant ship just full of beer?
Merchant ship. Ships was, you get a beer ticket and you were allowed one bottle or maybe two bottles of beer. But we had no need to go back to Sydney. Everything was supplied from the fleet train, as they called it, which comprised of a couple of dozen of ships.
Were you in action against the Japanese in the islands?
Yes. We were in action again. The Japanese were attacked by kamikaze planes in Malacca Strait several times. And when we got to Sydney, we went out to the islands where we were attacked again by kamikaze. We didn't see any Japanese surface vessels.
How would the Japanese kamikaze pilots do it?
By crashing the plane into the ship with either jellyfied petrol or an 8-inch naval shell strapped underneath. And their aim was to crash the plane into the ship to cause as much damage and casualties as they could.
How would they come in towards the ship? Any particular direction?
Yeah, we were... The fleet setup was... The Black Prince was guide to the fleet. We were the central pivot of all movements, flying a large blue flag from the mainmast. We were in the centre of four fleet carriers, surrounded by cruisers, and at that time, sometimes a battleship, and maybe 20, 30, 40 destroyers on the outer circle. The Japanese form of attack was 10,000 feet above the fleet and at the same time sea level attacks. This caused a lot of confusion if they managed to clear the outer circle of ships and gain among the fleet, because the danger was from our own shellfire. But we didn't do so bad, and lots of planes were shut down. A very exciting period with a plane coming in and thousands of rounds of ammunition converged on one or two planes. But the sea fires from the carriers took care of a lot of them. Japanese planes, reconnaissance planes, Dianazuka, I think they call them. All the Japanese bombers was known by girls' names, and the Japanese fighters was boys' names. Couldn't pronounce the Japanese equivalent.
Was the Black Prince hit by any of the kamikaze planes?
No. A couple of near misses, but...
No. Were you personally firing at them?
Yes.
So you were blazing away at these planes as they came in?
Yes.
They must have seemed indestructible as they came into order.
Well, they led a bit of a charmed life, but then eventually they did. Did one Akak shell would nick a bit off the wing or hit the tail, and next minute there was cartwheeling among the fleet. But it was a bit of a sweaty period once the plane, Japanese plane, got in among the fleet.
You must have had to have been very calm and steady to have done that work.
Well, by this time we were old hands at action. And we had a good skipper and we had a good crew of the Black Prince.
Because if anybody had panicked and run, they'd have been through, presumably.
Oh, yes. Oh, the British Navy was good at its job.